your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
It's definitely been a minute, Linda Halligan.
It's been a minute or two, yeah. Tyler Russell, Jason Fetty.
He's so busy.
You want to chime in over here, buddy?
I'm here. Well,
you're physically here, but mentally...
Oh, I'm never really...
Nice to have you back. Sure.
Thank you. Happy belated birthday
thank
to
you.
You
very
and
much.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely a hiatus from top five, but basically we count down a top five something here in Laguna Beach on a weekly basis. Linda's very in tune in the entertainment world.
Thank you.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, we've got the Golden Globes coming up
indeed.
This Sunday, the first big awards show of the season, I would say. And so what I want to do is count down the top five. These are my personal choices, of course. The top five performances, supporting performances that I've seen recently. These are Golden Globe type movies, but these actors are not nominated. I'm not saying they necessarily should be nominated, but these performances made me smile, they made me laugh, they moved me, and they just really impressed me.
So it's the top five performances that did not get nominated.
Not nominated.
All right. So,
and they're not getting a ton of buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in big movies. One is nominated for some other things, but we'll get to that.
All right.
And I first want to start off by saying my favorite performance of the year,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen most of the movies, there are a few I haven't, Alicia Vikander in The Danish Girl.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I saw it yesterday. She is fantastic. She's nominated for that movie and for Ex Machina.
Oh,
it looks like Ex Machina.
That is an unbelievable movie.
So she's the AI.
Yeah, okay.
And she was also in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I thought she pretty much stole the show, even though I love Henry Cavill.
Wow, what a big year
too.
For that random girl.
Yeah, and let me just say, she's nominated for Best Actress for Golden Globes, but for critics and SAG and that kind of thing, she's nominated sometimes for Best Supporting Actress. This is definitely a lead actress role. It's almost more her story than Eddie Redmayne. Almost.
What's your favorite performance of the year, Jason?
What movie? Are we on the air?
Wake up, Jason.
What
we talk movies and he kind of tuned out.
I'd like to see it. I've seen Ex Machina on Netflix. Is it on Netflix? I think it is.
Ex Machina?
Yeah. Ex Machina.
No, I got it on Redbox.
I'm not ever pronouncing it like that.
Ex Machina.
Machina.
It's
all right, Ex Machina.
Excellent movie. AI and a guy lives in a big house. The girl's a robot. You're trying to figure out what's going on. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Well, let's see if you've seen any of these
top five,
Jason.
Yeah.
All right, number five, I'm going with John Goodman from Trumbo.
Right.
I loved him in this movie. Of course, he became a household name in Roseanne, and he's taken on some really good film roles in recent years. And I love seeing him in this movie because he plays sort of one of the Weinstein brother types, right? And he is this B-movie producer, and he's just hilarious. He doesn't care what anybody says, what anybody does. I mean, some of his lines and the way he delivers them are just fantastic.
Yeah.
He really brings a lot of light to
this movie. That's the one about
movie.
The elephant that can't fly. Trumbo. Trumbo the elephant. No?
Trumbo the Dumbo?
No. Everybody's saying that's a great movie. I haven't seen it yet.
I liked it a lot. I liked it very much. So check out that movie. I like the movie. Helen Mirren is nominated for her role, but and also, of course, Bryan Cranston, who's great. But number four, we'll move on. Have you seen Trumbo?
I haven't seen Trumbo.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
Check it out.
Forgive me.
It's actually a lot of really great performances in there. Louis C.K. is in there, Diane Lane. So a lot
Star
of really
studded.
Great. Yeah. So check it out. Number four, Virginia Madsen in Joy.
Yeah.
She plays Jennifer Lawrence's mom. Jason has this look on his face.
I haven't seen it. I wish I had.
I have seen Joy.
Okay.
All I can do is make snide and probably unfunny, irritating comments.
And that's why you're here.
That's
so go
job.
Ahead.
Please continue.
Well, Virginia Madsen plays Jennifer Lawrence's mom.
Right.
And she is this woman who never leaves the house. Not only the house, she never leaves her bedroom, really. She watches soap operas all the time. She looks good doing it. But she doesn't have any goals. She can't do anything for herself. She relies on her daughter to take care of everything. And she's just, I thought she was wonderful in this. She was nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe years ago for Sideways. I didn't really think at the time that that nomination was so warranted. But I do like her in this movie.
I don't know if her role was prominent enough.
No, not to be nominated. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is. I thought it was just a really great role for her.
Definitely one that makes you warm.
Doesn't it make you warm and fuzzy inside?
Yeah. Yeah.
She got the idea in the end that it's better to get out of bed. Is that what happens? And she discovers
maybe.
Well, that is a question.
Yes,
the joy
she may or may not meet somebody.
Do you have any idea what Joy's about?
No, I want you to explain it to me. Is it about, is that where, blah, 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 right?
That's exactly
right. It's a philosophical idea about how you attain joy.
Yes, that's exactly what it's about.
And,
wow.
And the answer to that is what? Doing things.
It's about a woman named Joy.
Yes.
Ah.
Who goes into basically product sales and invention.
QVC, based on a true story.
Yep.
Right, I'm making the follow-up, Oi, which is about a Jewish woman who doesn't do anything, just gets more and more miserable as the whole
I've already
goes
seen
on.
That movie. It's amazing. All right, a great supporting cast in Joy as well. I mean, Robert De Niro, Isabella Rossellini is wonderful, Diane Ladd. All right, let's move on to number three.
Number three.
Okay, yes.
Star-studded cast in number three as well. The Big Short.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've got nominations for Steve Carell, fantastic, also for Christian Bale, but Ryan Gosling is just as strong as those two.
I haven't seen Big Short yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
I haven't yet. No,
gotta see it.
I will see that film.
Ryan Gosling, when I first saw the preview, I knew he was in the movie, but I didn't immediately realize it was Ryan Gosling. He has dark hair, dark contacts, he's got sort of this weird hairpiece.
So he's not the hunky, sexy guy that you're used to?
You know, he's not, but he thinks he's really good looking, and, you know, maybe
people would think that's just as important.
Right, yeah. But he's cocky, he's smart, he's funny. I mean, every time he's on screen, I just had a smile on my face.
Are you a woman who for whom Ryan Gosling, like, conquers all? Is the god of your love?
Well, my husband is sitting right next to me. He's the only one who
I know, but we're talking about Ryan Gosling, though.
Jeff Wilson. Ryan Gosling is a talented and handsome man.
All right.
And he was very ripped in that one movie.
I'll say it. I mean, I love him.
It's a strange name, isn't it? Gosling. It's a baby goose.
Crazy Stupid Love. I think
strange name.
Okay. Are you ready for number two?
Yes.
You may not know who this is, Jason.
Go on.
In fact, I will bet money on it.
I don't know who it is. Go on.
Number two, Jacob Tremblay.
Oh, of course.
In Room.
Jacob Tremblay.
Have you seen Room?
Room is the best movie of the year.
Really good.
And it's Jacob Tremblay, the kid.
He's the kid. He plays a five-year-old kid.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. He is fantastic. He plays a five-year-old kid. Just to give you a little bit of knowledge about this movie, it's about a woman who gets kidnapped when she's a teenager, and this man puts her in this room with no windows. She has his baby eventually, and that child has never seen the outside world. They have television, so he sort of has an idea of it, but he thinks it's, I mean, he doesn't even know what's real and what to believe because he's never seen the real world at all. And then she, I don't want to ruin anything, but she finally, when he becomes five, she is like, this is no life, obviously. And so she tries to figure out a way for him to get out. And this kid, he really leads the movie. I mean, Brie Larson is fantastic, too. She's nominated. She may win Best Actress.
I can't believe that kid didn't get nominated.
Not for a Golden Globe, but he is nominated for Young Actor for the Critics' Choice.
Yeah.
And he's nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the SAG Awards. So he's the only one of
this
list.
He better get an Oscar nomination.
That's we'll see, but I mean, this guy. And you know what?
I love
this
kid.
He's five. He's nominated for an ice cream.
He's not
whatever.
Five. He's like 10.
He's talented.
Yeah.
And you know what? He came off the Smurfs 2 and some other kids' movies. So to go from those movies to this, to Room, which is just incredible. If you haven't seen it,
was that
get
your favorite of the year?
One of my favorites.
All right. It was by far mine.
I love the
I haven't
Big
seen
Short.
A couple, obviously.
Okay.
There's a sense also in which when you introduce a very young child into Hollywood,
yeah,
and then they grow up in that environment, you've kind of put them in a little room where the world is not real.
Right, but if the parents do a good job of raising them and not let them get into all that trouble.
It's all, I blame the parents, absolutely.
Very metaphorical, you
well,
guys.
No, what? It's not all their fault. Okay.
Number one
I will give you number
actor.
One, but I will also tell you that one of my other favorites of the movie was pretty much shut out of the Golden Globes, straight out of Compton.
And
I think it should be nominated for an Oscar. There's 10 Best
Everybody
Picture
loved
nominees.
That movie.
And there were so many incredible performances. Most of those actors we haven't really seen before.
Yep.
Really fantastic. So, okay, number one comes from a movie I actually didn't really care for that much. It had its moments. Great cast. Rachel Weisz in Youth.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is? Jane Fonda is nominated.
I have not seen that one, nor
for
have
Best
I
Supporting
heard,
Actress
heard of
at the
it.
Golden Globes. Okay. So
Rachel Weisz is playing the lead role in Oi.
She could play pretty much anything. Jane Fonda is nominated for Best Supporting Actress for this movie. It has Michael Caine, Harvey Keitel, Paul Dano. It has a really good cast. It's weird. I do like weird movies. I didn't care much for this one. But I will tell you, seeing Rachel Weisz and Jane Fonda is reason enough. Plus Harvey Keitel. I mean, all the other actors are really good in it. Rachel Weisz, she plays the daughter of Michael Caine. And at first you think, yeah, this is just sort of a whatever role.
Jason, do your Michael Caine real quick.
He's only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
He always does his Michael Caine impression.
That's really my good Michael Caine impression, yeah.
That's really good. I thought I was sitting here with Michael Caine.
My name is Michael Caine. Not a lot of people know that.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Linda. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm in shock because I feel like I'm sitting next to Michael Caine right now, and you didn't tell me you're going to have a celebrity on.
Who's that Rachel Weisz? Get her in here. I want her in here.
Jason?
I don't know. Rachel Weisz, Ava and I hate her.
Why?
Well, because it's
is
nice.
Avery your wife?
Yeah, it's good to hate one actor, isn't it? You know,
but there's so many others you can hate.
Yeah, no.
Why hate her?
You know, she reminds me of that other bird, the Welsh bird, who's married to what's his face?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
No.
Annoying.
I like her.
Yeah.
Annoying. All right. I think there are many more annoying actresses. Okay, Rachel Weisz, however you'd like to say it. There's a scene in this movie. She plays Michael Caine's daughter, like I mentioned, and she's also his assistant. He's a conductor. And you think that she likes him and she's, you know, caring for him and whatever. They're both on massage tables, and she just starts into this. She has this monologue that goes on for quite a while.
Has she got a kit off in
one
this
take.
Scene?
What?
Is she naked in this scene?
You don't see any nudity from her.
I'd like her better if we saw a bit more of her body.
You do see some nudity from other people. So if you want to see youth for that reason, go for it. But she goes on, and this is such a moving performance. She just basically rips into him about her entire childhood, how he treated her, how he treated his wife, her mother, how he neglected them both, how, you know, all he ever cared about was making music. And, I mean, it's really incredible. And like I say, it's one take. And she's just laying there.
Yeah.
And it's a close-up on her face. And she just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's so real. It's gritty. I thought it was fantastic. She should be nominated for this scene alone. Will she be? Probably not.
I love this list because the media does a lot to talk about exactly who's nominated and why. But
Rarely
do we look at the left-offs and analyze those performances. Yeah. So I think it's great, Linda Halligan.
That's why I wanted to do it. I'm glad you like it.
Yes.
And we've got one big movie opening Friday.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Actor, The Revenant.
Gotta see it.
I have not seen it. You know, I have a friend who's a critic and she went to a screening. She said that he will win the Oscar this year. I imagine he'll win the Golden Globe as well. This is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They love Leonardo DiCaprio. I think this is finally his year. And let's be honest, he's one of our greatest actors of this day.
But he's been snubbed for his whole life.
He's been snubbed. And yeah. I think he should have won years ago for What's Eating Gilbert Grape when he was a kid. For Best Supporting Actor, he lost to Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. And no offense, I like Tommy Lee Jones, but I thought Leonardo deserved it then. I think he will probably get it this year. I'll see the movie. I'll let you know what I think.
All right. Linda Halligan, top five on KX93.5, facebook.com/LindaHalliganTV for more. And we'll have this podcast online if you missed some of the countdown today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sunday,
nice, Golden Globes. Have fun up in the snow, wherever you're going. Oh, you've just come back.
No, we just came back.
Right, now you're going to LA, that's right.
Yes. So and Ricky Gervais. Are you a fan of Ricky Gervais? He's hosting.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe you'll tune in or not.
Just one more Michael Caine before we go.
One more.
Where's that Ricky Gervais? Get him in here.
I'm Michael Caine.
Hey, cool kids. Bruce Rave here. My up-tempo and melodic new music show is an ideal way to help you launch your Saturday night.